The future is scary. Part 6. Bring in only one robot to replace maybe 50 men. Maybe I might be exaggerating here, but maybe I'm not. Those same 50 men at the present time spend their pay on food, furniture, clothing, computers, and other such things that all humans aspire to have in their homes. All of this spending keeps a town or a village or a city in work. You need a seamstress and a tailor to make the clothing. You need department store workers to serve customers when they come to purchase bedding and implements. You need streets that have rows and rows of shops for people to have a variety of what they need so that they have good choices for products and manufactured goods. You need petrol to fuel the vehicle of those same 50 men and their families to fetch and deliver from home to store to home. You need agents to sell the cars needed for the transport of those 50 men and their families. You need agents to buy and sell property for those same 50 men and their families. You need schools and school teachers to educate the children of those same 50 men. You need churches with pastors and church elders to keep up the spiritual needs of those same 50 men and their families. You need fun time places for entertainment to keep the lives of those 50 men and their families from becoming drudgery to them. You need airports and bus stations and public transportation to help those same 50 men and their families keep in touch with their extended families in the countries from which they have come in the first place. You need forest workers to cut down the trees needed to supply the timber needed to build the houses for those same 50 men, their families. You need truck companies to build and provide trucks to transport the heavier items required by those same 50 men and their families. You need rangers and plant conservationists to keep the environment surrounding the homes of those same 50 men and their families in pleasant conditions, so that those same 50 men and their families can enjoy recreation in clean places. And that is the end of part 6.